The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome to Game Face Radio, 1 hour of the National Football League. As only we can deliver a four-hour show crammed into one.
We are your home for CBS Sports Radio, 940 WINE.
Bonehead NFL Media Matters.
I have never seen the sports media pounding and pounding and pounding an agenda the way they are with this Colin Kaepernick thing. They just cannot accept that 32 owners do not want to have anything to do with that guy on their football team. Who in the hell are you to be disagreeing with it? Shut up and report on football.
Jerry Foley from the Giant Insider is with yours truly, the Frat Man, here on Game Face Radio. Sunday mornings, 9 o'clock Eastern. This show is year-round. So on the NFL Network this week, Mr. Foley, the question was, which number one seed has the biggest chance of going down before the Super Bowl, of course?
Right.
And they picked the Patriots.
That's crazy.
Do you believe? This is the kind of stuff that you're getting from this network regularly.
I mean, it's just stupid. I'll take it a step further. The guys in the morning, a lot of times, it's not sports related, but they get very inappropriate. Now, I'm not a prude.
If you were a prude, you wouldn't be doing Bonehead Football Media Matters with me.
I mean, there's so many times where they talk about things that aren't sports related. It's just like you said, man, who cares? I don't care about your personal life that much at all.
I don't care if you use hair color or don't use hair color. Oh, my God.
Just like the news media in this country, same thing. Just like government intrusion, so too are all the agendas by the sports media.
Game Face?
Let's go back to ESPN Radio in New York, a guy who, the more I listen to him, the more I believe he wears diapers. It's so crazy. WFAN.
Yep.
First of all, it's mostly commercials.
Yep.
Then after that, mostly baseball. Then after that, mostly the Jets on the Giants station.
Right.
I have to struggle, even during football season, even with the Giants at 8-4, 9-4, whatever their record, I have to struggle to find Giants conversation. This right here encapsulates the football media. This guy came out and admitted to Beningo that stats were more important to him than Super Bowl rings.
We are honored to have you on the show, Mr. Siragusa. We are big fans.
Listen, I'm hoping to boost the ratings, baby. You know what I'm saying?
If you and I were on the radio in New York City, we'd be blowing their freaking doors in the ratings, man, because we would be all NFL all the freaking time. It would work in a city like New York, period. Well, the Giants' offensive line is what it is. It's not going to be any better the whole rest of the year. Oh, really? So their best offensive lineman, Justin Pugh, coming back today is not going to improve this offensive line the rest of the year? Really, Peter Rosenberg?
To say that just shows you that they're not following this team like we do.
I sound egotistical when I say this, but I don't mean to be. I see so many things that 99% of the people who cover football in the number one media market in the world just can't see. They don't see it, man. When Bowles got hired a couple years ago and he brought Chan Gailey in to run the offense, I told everybody, big mistake. But the media in New York loved it.
I was vindicated again. Chan Gailey retired a loser.
Imagine cramming a four-hour radio show into one. That's Game Face. It's like pre-Big Bang stuff, or the moment before kickoff, or right before you... anyway, back to the football. Game Face style.
Right here, it looks like you just shot out of a cannon.
Oh, I love that John Madden piece right there. Shooting out of a cannon, baby. Boom! It's Game Face Radio. And a shout out to Arthur Avenue Deli, the originator in the Bronx. And a great location in Carmel, New York, Putnam County, right over the New York-Connecticut border. Jerry Foley from the Giant Insider is here, as he always is, on Game Face Radio. Time to talk G-Man. All right, so we finished the season 11-5, Jerry. We go into Washington last Sunday in a game that didn't mean anything to the New York Giants, meant a lot to the Washington Redskins, and we put on a feast down there, baby.
And that was the Redskins' entire season. If they win, they were in.
Game Face?
The Frat Man, and Jerry Foley from the Giant Insider on Game Face Radio. Just getting going here, baby. Playoff weekend. Wild card weekend. And next up, we're going to talk about the bonehead football media and their continuing love affair, as misguided as it is, with a team from Texas. Coming up next.
But they're such a powerhouse, and we love them so much, and we get paid by Jerry Jones to prop them up and make them look like the best team in the National Football League every single year, no matter how horrible they finished the year before. Can anybody stop the Cowboys?
It's a Dallas love fest every single day throughout the entire year. It doesn't matter that they haven't come anywhere close to a Super Bowl in 22 years. It doesn't matter that they haven't made the playoffs more than once in the last 7 years. It doesn't matter if they finished 6-10 the year before. During the preseason, they're predicting them to go to the Super Bowl. And here's one of the other headlines I saw on NFL.com this week.
Pats better than Cowboys?
Yeah, I think so. Let's just look at their track record over the last 10 years.
What was that, a one-word story? Yes.
You tell me these people don't need therapy. Come on, tell me they don't need it. An hour afterwards, on NFL.com, Tony Romo's picture is in six different places simultaneously, okay? With all kinds of different headlines, like,
"Welcome back, Tony."
Here's another one.
Romo red hot.
A story about how incredible Tony Romo is and was from the first moment he stepped on the field. Just heartwarming.
These dweebs don't even realize that they make themselves look like they want to go to the prom with the guy, man.
Tony! Tony! We love you, Tony! We know you're only a 500 quarterback, but we love you.
The thing that really blows me away is the hypocrisy of these boneheads who cover the NFL, and they sit around and they talk about how horrible the NFL is, and it's gonna kill all of us. It's a disease. And then 5 minutes later, they're collecting their paycheck and going and cashing it for covering the National Football League. And then, of course, they want full access. They want to be in the locker room. They want to cover the sport with all the enthusiasm of a five-year-old boy in a candy store. But then they talk about how the NFL is so bad.
For companies like ESPN and the fan to pay these guys this money to do this, you got to think, man, this can be done so much better.
Oh, not only can it be done so much better, I'm telling you right now, if there was a year-round NFL show in New York City going up against those two radio stations, whatever the time slot is or was or might be, they're going to do circles around both of those radio stations.
Fatman, I think you're on to something there. I think that's something we should be pursuing.
Yeah, well, we are going to pursue it. You know, I've always been a big Howard Stern fan since I was a kid, because Howard Stern is real. I've always loved him because of that reason, and he's not an emulator. Do you remember his movie, Private Parts?
Yes.
Great movie. I don't know if you remember Paul Giamatti, who's a great actor. He played the program director for the radio station.
Pig Vomit.
That's what his name was, right. That's your typical sports radio dweeb, Paul Giamatti. Pig Vomit.
Game Face?
The other game, the Steelers in Kansas City. I thought KC was going to win that game last week. And here Pittsburgh goes in there, doesn't score a touchdown with their high-powered offense, and they end up winning the game on field goals.
Yeah, it's amazing. Andy Reid is the Marty Schottenheimer of today.
Just keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys.
And by the way, you know what I'm really tired of? I am tired of the Sunday Night Football opening theme. The music, first of all, the song is horrible.
Yep.
It sounds like a stupid bubblegum top 40 song from 1973 with some real basic guitar riffs.
Right.
And then I got to see women prancing around, popping their knees up in the air and then planting their high heel back down on the floor and walking like that throughout this big stage, being surrounded by football players. What is this, Marilyn Monroe, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
You already have the game. You already have the crowd captivated because they want to watch.
Can you get a little creative, please?
Right.
Put together a nice, fast-paced clip of the NFL. Act like you're presenting the NFL to somebody who's never watched it before, who you want to be a fan, and what are you going to do? Well, you're not going to play that stupid bubblegum song they play, and you're not going to have this woman prancing around. I don't care how pretty she is.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. You're hanging with the frat man. It's Game Face on your home for CBS Sports. Sports Radio 940, WINE, and online at 940sportsradio.com.
Hello? You play to win the game.
We are playing to win the game. 1 hour, 9 o'clock, Sunday mornings. Game Face.
Game Face?
Minimum purchase before tax. In-store only.
Game Face Radio, CBS Sports Radio, 940 WINE on Classic AM in New York and Connecticut. All over the planet, 940sportsradio.com. We got a Facebook page. Facebook.com/Game Face Radio. Over 9 years of this show, baby. Talking the NFL, talking G-Men, talking the boneheads in the football media.